As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 71 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
In May of 1954, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus the Board of Education that segregation by schools was unconstitutional.
In September of that year, Douglas High School valedictorian Thelma White was denied admittance to Texas Western College under the Texas State Constitution, which prohibited integrated schools. Thelma White instead decided to attend New Mexico A&M, now NMSU.
In March 1955, Thelma White filed suit in federal court against Texas Western College and the Board of Regents, arguing that TWC violated her rights as a U.S. citizen when it denied her admission.
In July of that year, a federal judge ruled in favor of Thelma White and ordered TWC to admit her. The Texas state laws on school segregation were found to be unconstitutional.
By the fall of 1955, 12 African American students enrolled at Texas Western College. TWC became the first and only at the time desegregated undergraduate institution in the state of Texas.
11 years later, 5 African-American starters would lead the minor basketball team to an historic NCAA national championship. But that's another story.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Luis Sainz.